So that morning, my alarm clock was beat to the punch by random gunfire outside of my window. I was annoyed. I had just been robbed of 30 minutes of sleep. Now, I get that's not a human reaction, but you got to understand, at that point, I was numb. I was numb to the fact that at the other end of that shot, somebody might have been robbed of their life. But that's Saturday, where I grew up. So frustrated, I jumped up, I looked out of the window. I wanted to know what was going on. Now, that might scare you, but you can write this down. Experience, it taught me that if somebody starts shooting, the safest place you can be is at the spot where it happened, because you can guarantee the person who shot is not there anymore. And so I felt perfectly safe doing that. I looked. There wasn't anybody there. And so I turned around, frustrated, sat on the edge of my bed, and I looked at my hands, and there was soot on them. And across the interstate, there was a coal yard, and every night it would lay a fresh deposit of coal dust on my windowsill. But for some reason this day, I wondered, how much of that stuff did I breathe in last night? And I sat there looking at my hands and these walls that had lead paint on them and, you know, rats, roaches, people shooting outside. And I thought, man, if I manage to not get shot, just living here is going to kill me. That was March 31st of 2001. That was the day I decided I was going to join the Air Force. 11 days later, I was in Navy boot camp. So I jumped up that morning, got dressed, ran to the recruiter, and as I'm driving, I'm doing some thinking. I say, okay, I want to be a cameraman. And I came to that conclusion because I had taken a vocational class. It was television production. I figured that would be a cool job. And it had to be the Air Force because I didn't have a lot of negative stereotypes associated with the Air Force. The only thing I knew was Guile from Street Fighter II and the Iron Eagle movie series. And if anyone remembers those, they are badass. And so I knew I wanted to do that. And I get to the recruiter's office, and I tug on the door, and it's locked. And I feel deflated and defeated, and I want to give up. And then I hear this voice behind me, and it's a guy in a Navy uniform. And he says, hey, you trying to join the military? I'm like, I want to be a cameraman in the Air Force. You can't help me. We've got cameramen. Why don't you come talk to me? And I'm, you know, at this point, I'm like, whatever, man, it can't hurt. So I go to his office. They have like a pretest that you have to take to see if you're even viable. So I take that test. I rush through it because I still have to get to work that day. And I let him know I'm done. And I think he's a little skeptical because I did it so fast. And he goes and he looks at it. And I see him get a little pep in his step. And he calls over his partner. They whisper a little bit. And he comes and sits down in front of me with a sparkle in his eye. And his partner like reaches over his shoulder with a binder. And it's got every job in the Navy tabbed out separately, and he flips past the journalism tab where a cameraman would be, and he starts showing me pictures of submarines, and he says, I'd like you to be in the nuclear power program. You can get a great education. And I'm like, I dropped out of college 9 months ago. I'm not interested in an education. He says, well, you can get a $12,000 bonus. And I'm like, I have no idea how much money that is. I don't even have a concept of that. I just want to be a cameraman. And so he sits there, and he looks at me deflated and defeated, and he says, okay, whatever, you can be a cameraman. And so a couple of days later, they take me to Richmond to the processing center. And I don't know if you're familiar with the NFL Combine, but it's the closest thing to the Combine that I'll ever experience. And so I got poked, prodded, measured. There's points where I was in my underwear, duck walking. It was weird. But there's you have to take the real test. So I took the real test. I did as well on that as I did on the original. And they send you into a room with a lady who's got a computer who helps you decide your job. So she looks at me. She says, we're going to sign you up for the nuclear power program, right? I'm like, I told those other guys I want to be a cameraman. And so she says, okay. And she starts tapping away on the computer. And it's like that that adage about 1,000 chimps and 1,000 typewriters will eventually come up with Hamlet. She typed out Hamlet. And then she looks at me and she says, well, for the journalism program, we can have you in boot camp in 3 months. And it just took the wind out of me. Because in that moment, I started thinking about how many days I would wake up, you know, covered in coal. How many days could I get back and forth to work without getting shot? With the sum total of my life being that I robbed somebody else of 30 minutes of sleep. And in that moment, I realized I didn't want to be a cameraman. I just wanted to get away from home and be alive. And so I asked her, what about this nuke thing they keep talking about? She types out the sequel to Hamlet, which I think is called The Revengeing or something. She types it out and she says, we can have you in boot camp in a week. All right, let's do that. And so, you know, this is 7 days away from boot camp. A couple days later, as I'm tying up loose ends, I figure, why not go talk to the Air Force? And so I finally get a hold of the Air Force recruiter. He is not Louis Gossett Jr. So that was heartbreaking. He was not interested in talking to me. And so I'm telling him who I am, what I want to do. I tell him how I did on the placement test. And he kind of looks at me and he starts laughing, like laughing at me. And I'm being specific with that phrase. He didn't laugh with me like we did with John Belushi in Animal House. He laughed at me like we did with Jim Belushi in anything that he did. And so I told him, just call the Navy. And so he goes over to the corner and he calls him. He's like, yeah, I got this kid. Yeah? Yeah. Oh, really? No shit. Okay. And he hangs up the phone and he's got a little extra pep in his step. And he comes over with a binder and a sparkle in his eye, and it's got every job in the Air Force in it. And he flips past the journalism tab where cameraman would be, and he starts showing me pictures of satellites. And he starts to say something. I stop him, and I'm frustrated. And at this point, I just know that I want to go, and I don't want to do it with this guy because I don't like him. And the only thing I could think to say is, you will not be my wingman. And he looked confused as fuck, as you would imagine. And I was confused as fuck because I had never thought about using those words. And then I slowly backed out, still pointing at him, and we're just kind of looking at each other. And I opened the door, and I left for boot camp 4 days later, not knowing what I had gotten myself into. But I've still been walking down that road for the last 17 months, or years, sorry, 17 years. And so I took that leap, so... That's it. Thanks.